And so we see the part one of the Passion Play, the setup, the plot to kill Jesus. The chief priests and the scribes enter the home of Simon, and they hatch this plot to kill him and to arrest him by stealth. And they will look at anything they can find, anything at all that he says or does, to justify in their minds that this Jesus must be disposed of. A woman anoints Jesus' feet, and a false accusation is made and gossiped around the room that this ointment of pure nard with which the woman had anointed Jesus had been wasted and could have been used to help the poor, as if Jesus had done something wrong, and their hatred for Jesus is further inflamed. Judas Iscariot enters the scene. His greed moves him to seek personal gain by the betrayal of his master, and the deal is struck with the chief priests, and the plot thickens. As we move to the upper room during the Passover the celebration, Judas, the antagonist, followed Jesus there, and the betrayer now goes forward with his diabolical plan. Meanwhile, Jesus and his band of disciples leave the upper room of the Passover celebration, and they make their way to the Mount of Olives. In the Garden of Gethsemane, there on the Mount, Jesus prays and challenges the disciples' weakness of faith. Act 1 comes to an end as the betrayer, the antagonist, carries out his diabolical plot and gives them the sign, a kiss, and betrays his master's love. And Jesus is arrested. The disciples flee in terror. One is so desperate to get away that he flees even without his clothing. And Jesus is left alone. We pray. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us when we, like Judas, betray you by the things that we do and say that make you the object of this world's hatred and mockery. Forgive us when we set our hearts to do evil or to plot against our neighbor, to hurt or to harm them in some way, and in so doing to further poison the cup of your suffering. Help us instead to see the good works that you have set before us to do, that we may walk in them, that in all of our doing and speaking, we may honor you as our dear Lord and Savior. We pray in your name. Amen. And so the scene changes as Jesus is led away to the high priest and eventually to Pontius Pilate for that great confrontation between the evil forces of this present world and the one who would rescue us from their tyranny. The testimony against Jesus is offered, yet it's contradictory. And they couldn't find even two witnesses whose testimony agreed, which was a requirement under Jewish law for a person to be condemned to death. The scene also includes Peter, supposed to be a friend of Jesus, and yet whose insistent denials put him more firmly in the camp of those who were opposing Jesus and trying to destroy him. Three times Peter had the opportunity to confess his allegiance to Jesus. The servant girl accuses him, "You were also with that Nazarene Jesus." And again she says, "This man was one of them." And a bystander says, "You're one of them. You're a Galilean." And each time Peter denies it, even bringing down a curse upon himself. And with the crowing of the rooster, he is reminded that Jesus had said he would do this very thing. And he is devastated by his guilt. The action then moves to the governor's palace and the court of Pontius Pilate, where Jesus is confronted with this charge. Are you the king of the Jews? If he is their king, you would certainly never know it by the way the Jews themselves and even Peter and his disciples are treating him. Let us pray. O Lord, forgive us when our words, our conduct, our treatment of others amounts to a denial of you as our loving King, and we fall unwittingly into the camp of those who oppose you. In your infinite mercy and for the sake of your innocent suffering and death, restore us as your people. Give us your Spirit in abundant measure, and make us bold to defend our faith in you, and to be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks the reason for the hope that is in us. We pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. And so finally, we come to the resolution of this great Passion Play, our salvation. This salvation is foreshadowed as Pilate offers to release a prisoner, Barabbas, a truly evil man, a rebel, an insurrectionist, and a murderer. And the innocent Jesus is condemned in his place. As Barabbas is set free, Jesus is led away to be crucified for his salvation and for ours. Enter a new character, a man named Simon of Cyrene. He is drafted into service to carry the cross of Jesus, and it changes his life. The very fact that St. Mark knows Simon by name, as well as Simon's sons, indicates that Simon and his family subsequently became a part of the community of believers in Jesus Christ, and that he had been saved by the very one whose cross he had carried. Jesus is crucified and mocked by all the passers-by, the chief priests, the scribes, even the criminals crucified with him. But the ultimate agony he suffered was to be abandoned by his heavenly Father. This, however, is the climactic moment of our justification before God. Jesus' separation from his Father is final payment for our sins. The scene shifts briefly to the temple, where that great veil, that great curtain separating God from man, is torn from top to bottom. And now God and man are reconciled in the death of Christ. Then, back to the scene of the cross, a Roman centurion who is moved by all that he had seen and heard makes that revelatory comment, "Truly, this was the Son of God." The final scene of this play is the burial of Jesus' lifeless body. In Jesus' death is honored more than in life, and the stage is set for the sequel that will follow. But the resolution to the matter of mankind's sin is complete. The once-for-all sacrifice for the sins of the world has been offered. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we can never sufficiently thank you that by your holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, you have torn down the curtain that separated us from our Heavenly Father and have justified us in his sight by the forgiveness of our sins. As those whom you have redeemed and saved from sin and death, make us strong in faith and in holy living to the glory of your name. Amen.